It wasn't just Kate's appearance that drew attention that day. It was also the supportive role that she seemed to assume.
Something I noticed when I was watching the footage from Prince Philip's funeral is how warm Kate Middleton was towards Prince Charles. She's saying, it's okay to show that we're actually a family in the same way that all the other people in the world are families.
But that wasn't the only example of Kate's quiet diplomacy on the day. In the build-up to Prince Philip's funeral, one issue had threatened to overshadow the whole occasion. Many royal watchers believe that Catherine's modest but highly effective contribution that day was the pinnacle of her developing maturity as a royal. In a portfolio of skills she has carefully nurtured over the last decade. But Kate hadn't always had it easy. In the early days, as the girlfriend of Prince William, she was labelled everything from weighty Katie to not aristocratic enough to marry into the royal family. But somehow, she threw off the critics and retained her composure. And in October 2010, William proposed with a wedding date set for early the following year.